The Violence Policy Center released its annual report, When Men Murder Women, an analysis of 2012 homicide data. In the past 10 years, Alaska ranked in the top 10 highest murder rates against women four other times. The study looked at the most recent supplementary homicide report data from the FBI. The report only examines instances involving one female homicide victim and one male offender. In 2012, under those guidelines, there were just over 1,700 females murdered by males. Legislative Director of the Violence Policy Center, Kristen Rand, says after 18 years of publishing this report, there is one trend VPC sees every year.
And the biggest threat that women face when it comes to homicide is from someone that they know and most likely an intimate partner, and rather than a stranger attack. And that's really why we started doing this study almost 20 years ago, is to break down the myths about the risks that face women.
The study shows that of the 1,700 victims, 62% were what are called intimate acquaintances of the killers. An intimate acquaintance is a wife, common-law wife, ex-wife, or girlfriend. Rand says she sees common themes in the motives behind the murders and the methods used.
Well, I think some of the common themes that we see in states that persistently rank in the top 10 are there just aren't enough resources available for women to one, be able to identify when they're in an abusive relationship, and two, being able to get out of those relationships, and also resources available for men to teach them how to deal with their anger and not take it out in a violent way. Another factor is the availability of firearms. We see nationally more than 50% of the homicides are committed with firearms, and the states that rank in the top 10 tend to be states that have pretty high rates of firearm ownership, and you definitely have that in Alaska.
Systems administrator and data analyst for Safe in Dillingham, Lisa Hagblum, says she thinks guns aren't the only problem. She says there are several factors behind Alaska's rating in the study, including substance abuse.
Lack of what a lot of lower 48 communities have in terms of law enforcement, of just trying to stay on top of things before they escalate to a crime. Just because of the way Alaska is, the size of it, the way the communities are clustered, access in and out, weather, airplanes, all of those things. The troopers have a harder time here going out on a search and rescue, for example, because of conditions.
Executive Director of SAFE, Marilyn Castile, says SAFE offers several programs in Bristol Bay to victims of physical and mental abuse to prevent violence escalating to murder.
Anything that has to do with direct services like protection orders, our shelter downstairs, helping women find resources that they don't know is out there, when they're in a domestic violence relationship. Because when you're in a domestic violence relationship, sometimes some of those resources are totally cut off from the victim.
The data in the When Men Murder Women study rated the states per capita. That's why Alaska, which saw the murder of 9 women by men in 2012, ranked first in the nation, but California, which saw 212 female murders in the same year, ranked 27th. The population of Alaska is over 731,000. However, there are 38 million people in California. Because of Alaska's small population, a small change in numbers makes a huge difference. For example, in 2008, Alaska ranked 35th in the study, seeing 3 female murders. The U.S. Department of Justice says women are more likely to be the victims of violent crimes committed by intimate partners than men, and women are much more likely to be victimized at home than in any other place. All of this is very daunting, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. Since the study began in 1996, the rate of women murdered by men has dropped 26%. In Dillingham, I'm Thea Card.